I'm Jason Forrest. It is 7:15 a.m. on Sunday, the 8th of May in the UK.
And I'm David Lindblad. It is 11:15 p.m. on Saturday, the 7th of May in the USA.
And you're listening to The Milk Bar.
Welcome to The Milk Bar. Welcome to The Milk Bar. Welcome to The Milk Bar. Welcome to The Milk Bar. Welcome to The Milk Bar.
Well, welcome along. Yes, it is episode 99 of The Milk Bar, and a bit of a change. It's been a strange few weeks here in The Milk Bar, what with Natalie being away, other people having holidays, me being away last week, and the threat the other week. I think I upset you, didn't I, Mr. Lindblad?
The threat?
Well,
the?
There I was. I said, who wants to be involved in my podcast? And I was expecting UK callers only. You said you wished to join in. And then you had to go at me afterwards because I hadn't included you because I didn't think you'd be available at the time of day I was recording.
Oh, you better believe. I was like, hey, this is, I was in episode 53. Here we are scant 46 episodes later. And I was snubbed.
Oh, you were not at all. However, you're with me now and you're co-hosting this week. And it's a bit of music, a bit of a chat and a catch-up across with you in the States, which is quite nice. So for anybody who didn't listen to whatever episode it was you said you were on, tell us a bit about you and remind us about Fistful of Podcasts.
Well, hey, guys. David Lindblad is my name, if you didn't pick that up before. I run a little show called A Fistful of Podcasts. That's, it's just kind of a weekly show I do with my cohorts, Andy Bergevin and Adam Hubbard. Sometimes my brother's in, but usually he's too lazy to, really get into the spirit. So he's usually napping at home.
But it's nice to involve him in the family. And your dad's been on episodes as well, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, I had my dad on. Well, everyone, here's the thing. Everyone dropped out. So I was like, okay, I need to go to the bullpen. And who was left? And my dad was standing there with a grin, and I'm like, okay, Dad, you're in, but probably never again.
But it's a slightly different experience for you, having a chat with Dad. And some of the stuff you come out with is quite rude and disgusting. I will warn our listeners now that if you're easily offended, Fistful of Podcasts may not be for you, but it is very funny.
Yeah, this is true. If you like Jason's Jason's little program here, I mean, it's great, but if Andy sometimes takes it over the line, and I'm not going to put it on just squarely Andy's shoulders because, we're all involved.
You're so,
but it's mostly him.
And when I have co-hosted, you've been especially well-behaved and kept it clean, and I haven't joined him in the naughty bits. But there we go. So that's Fistful of Podcasts. And you've been up to all sorts of stuff. Now, I've seen you're trying to head into the music world, and we'll be finding out a bit more about that later on because we have some music from someone who's hopefully going to feature on the Fistful of Podcasts-inspired album, aren't you?
You better believe it. I've been working hard trying to get, musicians are hard to work with. So every track that I get is like a nugget of gold.
Well, we have music on the show each week. So who is it you're bringing music from a little bit later on in the show?
I got a track that I got from a gentleman named Andrew Pabon, P-A-B-O-N. I've never heard it spoken aloud, so I hope I said it right. But it's great stuff. He does a lot of good stuff on his website, and he submitted a track, and I said, give me one of your own, and I really do like it. I'm not screwing around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we also have music today from Of Kings and Captains. They're actually playing the Slade Rooms in Wolverhampton today, Sunday the 8th of May, hearing from them a bit later on, telling you a bit about the band too. But it's a bit too early over here to have a chat with people as we would normally do. So what's this about as well? You're putting together an audio book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty excited about it at least. The followers of our show know that for the past, I don't know, 8 episodes, our head writer, Ben, hands me a paper with the questions of the day. We call it the Benish Inquisition. He hands that over, and we talk about these questions. But one day, there was a page and a half of just something written down, and I started to read it, and it turned out to be an adventure story. And, well, we're on chapter 8 as our latest reading. And I thought, you know what? I can't do justice to these things. They're pretty funny, and my voice is crap. So I thought, I'm going to give this to a real voice actor. I'm going to have some quality. And we put out the first 5 chapters of Ben's manifesto is available on our website. And I got to say, it's way better than I ever imagined.
So who's your voice actor in that then?
The voice actor I got was actually a guy I found through an artist. His name is Corey Snow, And he's really done a great job. He's got the perfect announcer voice. He can say every foul thing that Ben writes on the page without batting an eye. And I really appreciate the quality of what he's done for our little audiobook.
And having read an audiobook once myself, which you won't have heard, I must send you a copy of that. I've done an entire 32-chapter book, which is just about 4.5 hours.
And really?
Oh, yeah, absolute nightmare. It is sitting down trying to read something like that as well. It's with local author Jeff Tristram. And it's available to borrow in Dudley Library, amongst other places. But it's basically an entire novel, which is about a couple of 300 pages, and we spent about 6 to 8 weeks recording it, probably a couple of chapters at a time, so we didn't go completely mad, editing it and running through it. And there's only so many times you can hear your own voice and you changing the way in which you pronounce one word because nobody liked it without going completely stark staring mad. It is very, yeah, very strange.
Even editing my own show, I get a little tired of my, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm totally funny, but once you hear yourself for the fourth time on the same show.
Self-confident as ever, yeah, okay.
I'm done with that, but I'm interested in hearing your audiobook because, I mean, everyone here in the States is just bewitched by your magnificent accent.
See, this is the confusing part, because in your audiobook, when I heard you read the first chapter, I was actually listening in the car. I nearly crashed when I heard the description of me. Apparently, was it something like Patrick Stewart, which, of course, isn't the case on the grounds he's got a nice English accent, and mine is terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not very many corollaries we could pull as far as famous British actors who fit your sort of description, so he kind of, Patrick Stewart seemed like an apt corollary.
I'm more than impressed with that. Very happy with that sort of comparison, even though it's entirely untrue. But there we go. So everybody pretty much features in your audiobook, don't they? Who's been involved in the show at some point?
Pretty much. I mean, from the beginning, we've got. I mean, you feature heavily. We've got FNH from the Cthulhu podcast is in it. Obviously, myself, Adam, Andy, Scott. Ben shows up as kind of a delusion because no one really knows if he's real or not. But yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I'm actually pretty happy with what our head writer's able to crank out on a consistent basis.
Well, I should be taking a little listen to that one. We should have words and sort out how I can get hold of a copy of that. But the general public can pick it up from your website. Give us a plug for the website now.
Yeah, if you go to fistfulpodcast.com, there's literally it is the smallest link you've ever seen, but it says FFOPE store, and just click on that and you can go nuts.
Yep. I'm already slightly concerned as to how heavily I do feature in this and what lines I have attributed to me, but there we go. We shall see how we get on there. You're over in the States and you have an existence in the real world as well. What is it like for you with the celebrity status that your podcast affords you?
Well, that's funny you should mention that, because there is none.
Okay. Have you not got your colleagues at work tuning into you yet?
Oh, no, but they do. But since I work with tradespeople and, you know, construction workers and the like, it's usually just like I'll show up to work the next week when the one or two people have heard it. And, you know, Brad will be like, so you said I was fat again. And that's pretty much it.
That's as far as it goes.
Not a lot of culture is spread throughout, but you know, we've got listeners all over the place, and every time we get a piece of fan mail, I am more than happy to receive it. And you know, I have to thank you personally, because I don't think we'd have quite the following in the UK we have if not for you and this show.
You have quite a few UK listeners, then, do you?
Oh, no doubt. Like, it was, obviously our number one demographic is the U.S., but right behind us is you guys. We've got quite a few hits from the U.K. on a daily basis.
That's cool. Glad to be of service. And I do get some odd listener figures from the States as well, which is a bit strange. Now, I'm sure many of them are your family and close friends, but it is peculiar because obviously we're talking mostly stuff about the Midlands and what's going on in Wolverhampton. And yet suddenly there's people in the States downloading quite a lot of stuff about us. Hopefully, though, it comes across nice. We have a little chat and a bit of a laugh as well. And some of the guests we have on will hopefully be relevant to you as well.
Well, I'm sure it is, because if they weren't aware of you before, they are aware of you now, because you are in our motley crew. And as the in the story that we last left you, you were fighting with FNH, And I think one of you accused the other of sounding like Roger Moore.
Okay, I must catch up with this. I'm about four podcasts behind at the moment. I've had so much stuff going on. I've just come back from a week's holidays, I mentioned, but I seem to have been here, there and everywhere. I've been up in Scotland on and off with work for the last fortnight or 3 weeks, something like that. And it makes it incredibly difficult getting involved and tuning into everything I should be. So I will catch up with the story and find out how we go.
You're an international man of mystery. You're always jet-setting here, there, uploading pictures of far off and exotic places or maybe a castle. I'm jealous, I gotta say.
You don't have many castles where you are in the middle of the desert, do you?
Literally one.
Though there is one. That's a good start. And
we have one, and it's pretty underwhelming.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll go back to format slightly and take some music. Now, the band we're going to hear first are the ones from the UK, of Kings and Captains. Now, they're actually playing various gigs around the area. I'll let you know a few of those in a very short while's time. But they've been working with a gentleman called Gavin Monaghan, who's a producer in the Wolverhampton area. Now, he's worked with the likes of The Editors, Robert Plant and Ocean Colour Scene. Have you heard of any of them, David?
Oh, who hasn't heard of Plant? I mean, come on.
Well, I have to make allowances for you Americans.
What? I'm not a troglodyte. I've worked in a music store, good sir.
And are you a fan of Robert Plant stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of his solo work is pretty popular, but I mean, for the most part, well, you know, I can't say I'm a huge fan of his solo work, but still.
Mm-hmm. But maybe Led Zeppelin does it for you, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take a listen, as I say, to a band who are working with one of the producers who's done some stuff with Mr. Plant in recent months. Gavin Monaghan, as I say, is the guy behind the studio work. The band themselves are a group of lads between the ages of 21 and 22 and a rock and roll band. They've actually been going together for less than 6 months. And this is the
crazy.
And they did well. It's the short time some of these bands are together these days and start producing some really good tunes. But so they're playing Wolverhampton tonight, the 8th of May, and this is one of their tunes. Who's Your Hero?
Who's your hero tonight? Who's your hero?
of Captains and Heroes. David, what'd you rate to that one?
Man, I can't believe how good music is.
Even with, generally, or
just in general, yes. I'm not even talking about this song. No, like those guys have been together for 6 months. Is a testament to time and technology.
Mm-hmm. And but it's a great guitar sound. That was all real music as well, wasn't it? That will transfer to the stage. And they are playing the Slade Rooms in Wolverhampton on the 8th of May. They're at Adam and Eve in Birmingham on the 11th. 14th season at the Actress and Bishop, also in Brum. And they're playing the Party in the Park in Stairbridge on the 21st of May. In fact, they're doing a load of Party in the Parks, including Northampton on the 4th of June and also Bath on the 18th of July. So around the UK. If you want more information of Kings and Captains, stick that on the end of myspace.com with a /, or a search in Facebook, or at Of Kings and Captains on Twitter. You can find them that way. So worth checking them out, though, by the sounds of things.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I wish I was that good when I was in a band.
So you've done the whole band thing, have you?
Yeah, I played bass for a few bands, and you know, back then, like 4 years ago, I guess technology hadn't come far enough because I couldn't get a good recording of myself. But this is impressive, I gotta say. Like, that was a really good song.
But they're working with a top quality professional studio and a very good producer in the shape of Gavin Monaghan, and the sound comes across really well. It's obviously very well recorded, but a fine song as well.
Yeah, like the lyrics are solid, excellent instruments. I gotta say, these guys know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. So, musically then over there, you started putting this album together and trying to get musicians to get involved. Then music isn't normally the mainstay of your program, is it really? So how did you find your musicians for all this?
Well, at first I wanted just some little theme songs for our games, you know, because it's kind of jarring to jump from segment to game without a little break. So I thought, all right, we need some theme songs. So I scoured the internet. I asked a whole bunch of people. I said, hey, how about some theme songs for this show? So after I gathered those up and we've got some good breaks and some good intros, I thought, you know what? Why not just help out these artists instead of just saying, hey, that was some guy who did our theme song. I thought, I want to put together an album of not only music that it was inspired by the show and is about the show, but also have them submit a track of their own, like from an original album or something, so that we could get our show promoted and also help out the artists, because it's dog eat dog out there. And with the internet and, you know, having everything so readily available, it's hard to make a name for yourself. So I thought, you know what, if it'll help us and it'll help somebody else, so it's not just, you know, all a grab for our own.
So a chance to sort of stand out amongst what else is going on, because the internet is a very busy place for music. And this Andy Pabon?
Yeah, Andrew I don't know. I'm sorry if you're listening, Andrew, but Andrew Pabon, yeah, that's he submitted a song that was really, really good. I hope to, if it doesn't get to the album quick enough, I will probably debut it on the show. But yeah, the track that you're about to listen to is really well executed. And the problem is with a lot of these guys who are doing it out of their home studios or whatever, the vocals are kind of deep or varied or, you know, kind of muddy, but everything in this track seemed to come together pretty well.
Okay, well, we will now take a listen to Don't You Know, as we've said, we don't, you know, completely convinced of our pronunciation of this gentleman's name. Andrew Pabon is what we're going to go for. You're listening to The Milk Bar with Jason and David.
Thank you.
know, from Andrew Pabon. Bit of a harsh ending there, but a good tune. Enjoyed that.
Yeah, a little bit. But before we go on, I got to say, the name of that song is a little screwed up. It's actually called Procrastinating Letting Go.
Okay.
So it was mislabeled. And
so you completely convinced the confusion. Well done, David. You're top marks there, mate.
Yeah, Procrastinating Letting Go. And if you want to hear the album that is off of, you go to mcband.bandcamp.com, and that is his site, and it's off the album From November On.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've recently been out to a comedy club a little bit earlier on in the day for you, last night for us, and is the comedy scene quite lively out there in Mesa, Arizona?
It's actually not that bad. We went to a little improv comedy club. It's basically you get these two competing teams who do comedy games, and for the most part, it's really rather enjoyable. Sometimes it gets a little stale depending on the crowds, because it's all based on participation from the audience members, but for the most part, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So it's a bit like Whose Line Is It Anyway from the TV series, sort of thrown live on stage.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so you getting involved in that sort of thing yourself, possibly? Could you be finding yourself with a live episode of Fistful of Podcasts on stage? Because you've done something similar to that before, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we've done one live episode before, and that was kind of early on in our infancy, so not too many people showed up to it. But I have been trying to network with this group. It's the National Comedy Theater. And hopefully... I'm not sure if our show is their cup of tea, but I'm going to give it a go.
And what sort of artists are you seeing down there? Are they the bigger names that maybe have done some TV work, or is it to all sort of grassroots comedy club sort of comedians?
It's all grassroots, pretty much everyone from a local venue. They actually offer classes and stuff down there that I've kind of been interested in eyeballing, but have not had the money yet to dive in and check out. But it's all local people coming and spending their free time entertaining others.
And if that sort of thing appealed to you to maybe do get on stage and do that sort of thing, could you find yourself, do you think, possibly becoming a stand-up later on in your long career?
Well, you may not know this, but I am a sucker for attention.
I got that idea already.
I would not mind at all getting up in front of a bunch of people and making a fool out of myself. I do it, in the privacy of my own home for other people to hear. Why not in front of a live audience?
Possibly works every time. And what's the rest of the scene like out there? Because it must be a bit of an odd one. The whole States thing, we see bits and pieces on TV, but not that much television based in Arizona. So, what's it like being... It's sort of a fairly remote sort of area, some of around where you are.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's a little stale. Arizona is not known for culture, so we basically have country music and ghost towns. That's pretty much it.
And the country music scene is your favorite, I'm guessing.
Oh, no. not that I have a whole lot against it, just a few things, but I'm not a country music connoisseur, because... I don't know if you guys are familiar with, there's an artist, I think his name is Toby Keith. Rather crass, not very original lyrics. Like, he's going to stick a boot, somewhere. He's like fighting terrorists and he loves his truck, and that's just not my cup of tea.
You like proper music with proper words.
Indeed.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week. We have episode 100 next week. What is your total episode count so far?
We just put out episode 76, so we're catching up with you.
Yeah, it's quite frightening how fast these things come along, and it doesn't seem like nearly 2 years that I started this with Zoe just so she could plug herself, basically. And but it's been a really interesting run, and we've had a great chat with some really interesting people, yourself obviously included, and made some good friends along the way.
Yeah, indeed. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years, but you and me, buddy.
Yeah, it's quite frightening, but there we go. Well, thank you, as I say, for joining us this week. Thanks for bringing us some music along. Give us full details, once again, of your rather sweary, naughty podcast.
Yeah, sure. If you want to hear us swear and say horrible, horrible things to each other, come by to fistfulofpodcast.com. We got a homepage there. You can also come by iTunes. obviously just plug in Fistful of Podcasts and we'll pop right up. So, you know, any exposure is good exposure, right?
I think that's the theory. And I shall look forward to hearing how my antics go in your audiobook. And I'm very disturbed. There might be copyright issues here. I could be having words with my lawyers later on. David Lindbad, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy.
And we're looking forward to episode 100 of The Milk Bar next week. I shall catch you. Yeah, exactly, woohoo. A nice quality woohoo there. We shall be back for that one next time round. So, half an hour.
Hey, take it easy, guys.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.